How does one make a bracha al peros? Al peros hilan oimer boy preet. The bracha you make on food is boyre pre hoet. Chutz mina yayin. Shalayayin oimer, you make the bracha boyre pre hagofen. Period. The al peros aretz, what bracha do you make on vegetables? So oimer boyre pre ho adamo. Simple enough. Chutz mina pas, shalapas oimer, you make bracha moitzi lechem min aretz. Okay, that we all know. The al hayirakos, what bracha do you make on vegetables? Ho oimer boyre pre ho adamo. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Bori Mine Dishoim. You make a bracha on grasses. The desha is grasses. You don't make a bracha Bori Pri Ho Adama. You have to be more precise. We're going to see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda's going to see in the Gemara that there's a difference between Adama and desha. Desha is more precise than Adama. Is very general. Desha means grasses, lafuke, kidneys, seeds. So therefore, we'll see the Gemara there. Rabbi Yehuda always learns that you should be more precise. How do we know? Well,
why does the Mishnah use the word all the time, chutz? Chutz min yayin. It's a different bria.
No, yayin is a product of the tree. Yayin comes from the tree. It comes from grapes, and grapes come from the tree. So it's not a different bria. It would be correct to make a bori pri.
But it doesn't say about fruit juices. That's the shakal.
Also, we're going to see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to elaborate because yayin is a shevach. You're right. Really on a fruit juice, you should make, according to one opinion, the Gemara, you should make a bori pri who eats. We make a shahakal because we're going down. You're taking a fruit. The fruit, if you would eat the apple in its full form, that's a much bigger myla than taking the apple and crushing it and producing apple juice. So you're going down. But when it comes to yayin, you're going up.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see in the Gemara. Let's see.
Yeah, so that's by yayin, it's chutz. But
only by yayin do we say chutz, correct.
Yeah, but Paris says chutz and by pas.
Also, because bread, bread, you're going up to something which gives satisfaction, correct. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara. How do we know this halacha that a person is chayv, a very basic halacha? How do you know that you're mechuyiv to make a bracha before you derive pleasure from anything in this world? The most basic halacha. These three words are said by Neter Revai. By Neter Revai is the fourth year. Fourth year, you're supposed to take the parents up to Yerushalayim, and you're supposed to bring them to you bring the fourth year the fruits to Yerushalayim, and you eat them there in the city of Yerushalayim. Now it says these, and it says the fourth. Let me read the entire pasuk to clarify. Uvashana harivis, in the fourth year, yihya kol piri, all of your fruits kodesh, hilulim Hashem. It should be a holy thing, which is something that is used to give praise to Hashem. By coming up to Yerushalayim, you're praising Hashem that this is His holy city. Now the Gemara makes a drasha. The word hilulim really refers to a double praise, and really the truth is the whole word hilulim is extra. The word hilulim is plural, a double hilul, a double praise. And this we learn that when you bring up the fruits in the fourth year to Yerushalayim, you must make a double bracha on the fruits. What is the bracha? A bracha rishayna and a bracha acharayna. Mikan Amar B'Yakiva, Osol Adam Shayitim Klum Koidim Shayivarech, before you make a bracha. And the Mursakasha, Bevahai Koidish Lulim Lachil Yasa, is the word Hilulim being used to teach us that when in the fourth year you bring the fruit, so before you eat the fruit, you must make a double Hilul, a double praise, a praise before and a praise after. But we need the word Hilulim for a different Joshua. Haimi Boyle Chad Omer Achman Achle Vahodar Achle. The word Hilul, the letter Hey, is very similar to the letter Ches, and that allows us to make a drasha chilul, redemption. And it teaches us that if you don't want to eat the peros in Yerushalayim, the next best, if you don't want the next, so you have to redeem it. You can redeem the peros just like you can redeem Maaser Sheni. If you don't eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, it's too hard to carry. Then you could redeem it. So the same exact rule applies to Neter Revai. You can redeem it if you're not going to take it to Yerushalayim. Achle first redeem it, vahadar achle and then eat it. The idach, the second word, it's plural, the second reference to praise, davar haton shira ton chilul, v'sheinaton shira ein ton chil. The only thing which requires, which we brought to Yerushalayim, according to Sman Yomar, is yayin, very chiddush. We are familiar that netar ravai applies to all fruits. Not so simple. According to one man Yamar, the only thing that must be brought to Yerushalayim in the fourth year are grapes, a vineyard, nothing else, because it says Hillel, and Hillel means to praise, and what type of fruit is a source of praise to Hashem? Yayin. Because when do the Levim sing Shira? They sing Shira when they pour the Yayin that accompanies the Zevach. So Mela only, so the Idach, davaraton shira ton chilul, but the sheena ton shira of something that requires shira ain't ton chilul. Chud Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman, the Amr Yoch, Amr Bionison, the Amr Rabbi Shmuel Nachman, the Amr Bionison, minayin sheena shira el al hayayin. You only sing shira on hayayin. In other words, how do you know this halacha that when the Levim, when they sing shira, at what point in time in the Mikdash do they sing shira? They sing shira when the yayin is poured on the mizbech. The yayin accompanies every zevach. And that's when the Levim begin to sing Shnemar. This is a riddle of Shimshon. Shimshon, in part of his riddle there, he says in the pasuk, the Geffen said to all of the other trees, Hechadalti es tiroshi, should I abandon my wine, hamisameach elokim ve'anoshim? So here Shimshon said that Yayin is an object, is a food which gives simcha to Hashem, and also gives simcha to man. So the question over here is, what does this mean that Yayin gives simcha to man and Hashem? Im anoshim is sameach, if it gives simcha to human beings, Elokim b'amem mismech. Where do we find yayin giving simcha to Hashem? Of course, yayin, you drink yayin, you're happy. But where do we find that they give simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mikan, she'ein oimim shira el al hayayin. So this, we learn incidentally, that when the Levim, when the yayin is poured to accompany the carbon, the Levim begin to sing shira. So here, now that we know this, from this pasuk in Shaiftim, that yayin gives simcha to Elokim, and it says, by neter revai, it says the word, Kodesh Hilulim, only things which are a source of Shevach, of Hilul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we say, for which there's a requirement to bring to Yerushalayim. So now we're in a lot of trouble, because that means we have already used up both drashos of the word Hilulim for two separate drashos. They're no longer available to teach us the halacha that one must make a bracha Rishayna and a bracha Acharin. What have we done? We were trying to use the word Hilulim is plural, to teach us you must praise Hashem twice when you eat food. Bracha Rishayna, Bracha Acharayna. The Gemara at this point says, no, we need both references to Hillel for different drashas. Drash number one, if you don't want to bring the Kerem Revai, the Nitter Revai to Yerushalayim, you can redeem it outside Yerushalayim. The second Hillel is teaching us, the only thing which you need to bring to Yerushalayim is Yayin. You don't need to bring to Yerushalayim other fruits. So now the Gemara says, so both psukim are no longer available to teach us the halacha that you make a bracha. So now the Gemara says, okay, you know what, you got me. Enoch Nami, according to this approach, you're right, we are indeed in a lot of trouble. But you should know, not everyone agrees to these two drashas. And according to those opinion that do reject these two drashas, we will once again have the word Hillel available. And if it's available, it can at least teach us one of the two brachas. Hinich l'mandatani neter revai. According to the Mandatani that says neter revai. In other words, the Mishnah. What is the nusach of the Mishnah? Is the Mishnah kerem revai? Is the Mishnah kerem revai, or is it neter revai? If it's going, the nusach of the Mishnah is going to be neter revai. So that means that the requirement to go to Yerushalayim includes everything, not only yayin. Every type of so then the whole this drush of hilul obviously is not expounded, because hilul, something which gives simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is only true when it comes to yayin. But if you completely if you completely reject the principle that you bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only yayin, that you can bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all types of fruits, then we're obviously not going to darshan the pasuk of hilul. So hinich l'man diyamar netaravai neta, not kerem. Then that means that we don't darshan hilulim. Eleman tani kerem revai, but according to the man diyamar that says kerem revai, my ego lemeimar, if you're going to darshan kerem, the question is reinstated, because we need the word hilul to teach us only yayin and not other types of fruits. So Michael Neymar. So we no longer have available the word hilulim to teach us the brachas. The Deitmar, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Machloikish, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi. Chatoni kerem levai, v'chatoni net revai. So the Gemara reviews. Laman diyam, and then the Gemara is even furthermore. Ulaman detoni kerem revai. But you know what? I'll have hope. There's still hope. Even if you want to say dafka kerem revai, how do you know kerem? Only yayin. So we have one answer. Well, we just learned until now five times. Because of the drasha hilul. Hilul means only something which is a source of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mesameach Elokim v'anoshim Elokim. But guess what? There's another opinion that says the makar, that you only are required, the makar that you only bring, that you're only going to bring a yayin, comes from a gezeirah shava. Nothing to do with the word hilul. If we're going to have another makar for the reason why you only bring yayin and not other fruits, we're once again back in business. Now the word hilul has been freed. It's available. It's available to teach us the law of brachas. So l'man d'tani, even l'man d'yama that says kerem, you have to read the word even. Even according to l'man d'yama d'tani kerem, revai, it's not so terrible. I have a solution. Hinich yalav gezeirah shava. That's another makar for the halacha that only going to be yayin, nothing else. Yalav gezeirah shava. That's in the brayso. Rabbi Omer, Nemekan, it says by neter revai the fourth year, l'chaysev l'chem tivu asay. The word tivua. V'nemar l'halan, it says elsewhere by the parasha of kileakerem, when you mix together seeds, you plant together seeds and vines, utuvua sakerem. It says the same word tuvua, and just like by kile hakerem, the pasuk is discussing yayin vines, malahalan kerem afkan kerem. Oh, so here we have a makar gezeirah shava tuvua tuvua. To teach us this, that you go in the fourth year to Yerushalayim is only for yayin, not for other fruits. And then we know that from the gzeirah shava tuvua tuvua. We don't need to come on to the gzeirah, to the word of hilulim. Oh, we don't need hilulim. Hilulim is now available. What is it available for? It's available to teach us that you make a bracha or a rishayna or a bracha, at least one of the references of hilulim for a bracha. But if you don't make the gzeirah shava, and you're going to be goyreis the word kerem, and that means the only way you're going to know kerem and not nite, not other fruits, only because of the word hilul, so both hilulim, it's blushin rabim, both are needed for other drashas. One is hilul, the drasha. You don't want to go to Yerushalayim, you have an option of redeeming it outside Yerushalayim. That's from one reference of hilul. And the second hilul is teaching us only yayin and not other fruits. So we're back now with the problem, the inam yolof gezeirah shava. And the Gemara goes, let's say you want to be good. Let's say everything is fine and good. You'll dash the gezeirah shava. Okay, so we're going to free up one of the hilulim. But the other hilul is still needed to teach us that if you don't want to go to Yerushalayim, you can redeem it. So you only know one of the two brachos. We're trying to learn here, Menoh Hanimili, make a bracha Rishayna and a bracha Achrayna. V'inam Yalev Gezer Shava. Ashkechon Lachana. Why Acharav? Because it's more mistaver. We have a precedent for bracha Achrayna. What's the precedent? Bircha Samozain. So since we have a precedent for bread acharav. So now when we have only one drush available for fruits and for other types of foods, it's mistaver that we're going to darish. It's similar to bread. You make a bracha acharoina. But lefanav minayin. How do you know there's a requirement to make a bracha before you eat? The words in the holy kashas and the kasha the ask kavuchaymer. This that you require to make a bracha rishani is the kavuchaymer. What's kavuchaymer? Kishu saveyam evarech kishurev lekolshani. A person who make a bracha when he's satisfied. So certainly the Gemara says, so you have to fit in very deeply into this Kal V'chaim. It's not simple Kal V'chaim. But for right now, we'll leave it. The Gemara's Kal V'chaim is that you make a bracha samos. When you're satisfied, you have to thank Hashem. So certainly you're required to thank Hashem when you feel the pain more, before you eat. Before you eat, you have to make a bracha. And it's a very, it's hard, you have to think deeply why that is that so. Derech Aga, I heard, I was on, I think I told you on Tishrei, I heard a whole drasha on, what?
You have to make a bracha for
Yisro.
If that's your payment,
no,
surely you have to make it before.
No, the more if we have one hillel available, and one hillel is going to tell us you mechuyev to make a bracha acharoina. So now that we know minatar, you mechuyev to make a bracha when you're satisfied. After you had a good meal, you ate fruit, you're satisfied, and the Torah tells us you make a bracha acharoina.
So the hillel is going on the after.
Afterwards. How do you know you make a bracha boy prio eats? How do you know you make a bracha
rishayna? So the Kal V'chaim is telling you, of course you have to see shiur when you're satisfied.
Right.
So you have to...
Kol shekein...
It's payment.
Payment for Hashem.
Payment for Hashem.
Yeah.
That's your way.
Okay.
You will pay. So
okay.
Beforehand.
Why beforehand? Why is it a Kal V'chaim? I thank Hashem. Now that I got what I want, I thank Hashem.
Because then I got what I want and I'm satisfied and satiated.
Right. But I didn't get what I want, so why should I thank Hashem? I didn't get anything.
You're always not eating. You're never at the point of
eating. You can't eat something until
you're right now. It's just like talking right now. You're just about to eat.
I always looked at it as payment. So, okay,
I don't know. It's okay. Thanks.
You're about to eat. You didn't eat yet. You're about to eat. So how can you pay for it? How can you pay for something you're about to eat?
When you go to the counter, you don't pay for
that's
it. Before.
That's after you've got one.
Well, let's see. Kishu Savei Mavar.
This
Kal V'chaim would be
okay.
The,
yeah, you have to think about the Kal V'chaim.
The bracha chon would be the rice, and the Kal V'chaim would make it to rabbanu.
No, no, Kal V'chaim makes it into the rice. Okay, there are different times. There's another sugi in and of itself. A Kal V'chaim sometimes is a deraisa, sometimes only with the rabbanan. Kishu savei mevarech kishu rev lekosher. I once heard a drasha that why do people have a very hard time benching? Benching is a mitzvah deraisa. People have a very hard time benching properly. Why? No, the answer is you can go to davening. Davening is only with the rabbanan. What's the big deal? You go davening 2 times a day. Davening just to say Hashem help me. Yaitza tefillah me'atayra. The whole nusach at tefillah 3 times a day is only mid rabbanan. So, and people they sit and they close their eyes and they daven, they long shmona esrei. And these same people, when they bench, have a very hard time benching. It's a very big nesayin. What's tachlit pshat? Pshat is when you bench, I already got what I wanted. I'm done. I don't need you anymore, Hashem. I got what I wanted. I'm full. I'm satisfied. I'm not getting anything out of this. I already got what I wanted.
That makes the Kal V'chaim.
But when you're davening, you're always yearning for something that you don't yet have.
So basically you say madof, that when you got something, you say bracha, you got it already.
Maybe that explains the Kal V'chaim. Madach, when you already got it, so you don't need Hashem, you have to make a bracha. Okay, certainly when you need Hashem, you need to make a bracha. Okay, could be. Maybe that's a halach. Okay. Ashchon Kerem. Okay, so the Gemara says, so we're in business. So the Gemara, at least according to one opinion, has found a solution how you know you're required to make a bracha. Rishon bracha achareina. A bracha achareina comes from the extra reference of Hilul. And why we have a whole solution. Hilul is twice. One is Chilul. The other one is only Yayin. But we have a solution because according to one, either we'll know Yayin from the Gzeres Shava of Tvua Tvua. And even if we'll know it, and even if we'll know it from... Even if we'll know it from... We'll know from the Gzeres Shava of Tvua Tvua, and that's so we have one hill available. That's going to be available for bracha acharoina, and bracha rishoina will be derived from a Kal V'chaimer. The Gemara is okay, very nice. Ashkon Kerem. But according to this man, the entire Makar, it says this by a vineyard, by a kerem. The pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim La Hashem, according to this opinion, is only by Yayin. So very good. We know that when a person mechuyv make a bracha acharoina, it says Hilulim, and it says that by Yayin, Kodesh Hilulim La Hashem, and this halacha we've established according to this opinion is Yayin. So very good. You make a bracha acharoina for Yayin, a bracha rishoina for Yayin. How do you know you make a bracha acharoina, a bracha rishoina for all other fruits and vegetables and basar v'dogim and everything else? Ashachon kerem shor mini minayin. The Gemara says the yalif mi kerem. It's a mamotzinu. No difference. Food is food. Yalif kerem. Man, the Gemara says ma kerem davar shenene. You have pleasure v'ton bracha. Afkol davar shenene v'ton bracha. The Gemara says no. It's not a good kal. It's not a good mamotzinu. Ma ikalim mivach malak kerem shakein chayiv be'olos. Kerem has a unique halacha. Yechayiv in olos. He's not allowed to take the undeveloped grapes. They must be left over for the poor. The Torah gave a special mitzvah, so maybe because the Torah gave a special mitzvah, that's why the Torah warned there's more kedusha. The harai, you have to give it to the poor. So that's why you need to make a bracha rishayna, bracha acharayna, but comma grain. Grain has no special mitzvah. So meila grain, you're not mechuyev to make what? Oh, the worst kasha. Comma, shekein chayid be'oilois. The Gemara says no. The Gemara's answer, right? The Gemara says no. Kemach teichiach. Kemach will prove you otherwise. Malakama, come to chiach. Because malakama, no. Because what do you mean by kama? Because kama, one step at a time, we're jumping down. Kama does not have the mitzvah of oilolois, but yet kama. Kama is grain. Kama is grain. And what about kama? Kama does not have this specific mitzvah of oilolois. And yet kama is chayiv in the bracha. What bracha? Birchas hamazon. V'achalta v'sevata v'rachta shem elokecha.
Why is leket not considered?
Well, that's the Gemara's next. That's the Gemara's next kash. But one thing at a time. The Gemara starts off and says, "How do we know that there's a requirement to make a bracha acharoin and a bracha rishona by yayin?" And from that, we want to extrapolate. There's a chiyuv to make a bracha on all fruits and vegetables. The Gemara says, "No. The only time you make a bracha rishona acharoin is only by yayin, because yayin has a special mitzvah of oilos. But all the fruits and vegetables don't have oilos. There's no chiyuv to make a bracha rishona acharoin." The Gemara says, "No. Look at kama." Look at grain. Grain does not have the mitzvah of oil alois, and yet you still make a bracha acharoin or a bracha samazayin. So it goes to show that oil alois is not a factor in requiring a bracha acharoin. So maybe we're back in business. The Gemara says no, but you know why you make a bracha acharoin on kama, on grain? Because you have all the other mitzvahs. Kama tichich, no, malakama shekein chayeves bechala. Yichayev in chal. The Gemara could have given you an example of leka. The Gemara gave a better example. Chal, yichayev to mafresh chala. So the Gemara says, kerem yochiach. Oh, but that's not a fact, because yayin doesn't have chala. That's why the Gemara could not give oilos, because leka will be a match. But look, the reason why yichayev a bracha achreina on grain is because there is chala. No, that's not a fact, because look at yayin. Yayin, there is no din of chala, and yayin yimukhuv to make a bracha achreina. The Chazra Hadin, but the Ma'amot Sinu between these two halachas will be able to teach us the halacha with regard to all other fruits and vegetables. The Chazra Hadin, Loi Ri'izeh Kri'izeh, the nature of this is not like the nature of this. Loi Ri'izeh Kri'izeh, Hatzalashem Shabbat Shabbat. Both Kerem and Kama, you have Hana. The Tohun Bracha, the Achalto of Visavot of Erachta, Kodesh Hilulim, you require a Bracha. Av Kol Dov Shenene Ton Bracha, the Gemara is not satisfied. Maliat Sadeh Shavu 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 Shaken Yesh Boitzad Mizbeach. Come on, Karen, go on the Mizbeach. A Mincha is Koma. And Yayin is the Mesachim. How can you learn that to other fruits and vegetables? Don't go on the Mizbeach. The Asim Nusan, if you want to make a Tzara Shav, you know what? I give you one thing. Zayas, olives. I'm asking, because olives also go on the Mizbeach. Shemen is part of the Minochos here. So you want to go make a Tzara Shav, you require bracha. I'll throw in one thing, one bonus. You can make a Tzara Shav to remember Zayas, because Zayas is like Koma and Kerem. But don't tell me cucumbers and apples and pears and oranges, those things don't go on the Mizbeach. They should not require bracha. We shine a bracha achreina. V'yosna mitzayis, v'yosim bei mitzad mizbeach. The Gemara says, I don't need, no thank you. When it comes to zayis, I don't even need to come on to a mamotzin, because zayis, the Gemara says, Chiddush, is called a kerem. We are brainwashed to believe the only one that's called a vineyard is yayin. The Gemara at this point, the Havarina says that a zayis is also called a kerem. The zayis mitzah mizbech, also, I need the mizbech to be mar zayis. Kerem, it says, kerem by a zayis, it says, by Shimshon, he burned down. He took 300 foxes and he tied torches to their tails, and they destroyed the fields of the Pelishtim. And it says there, Vayivar, it burnt Migodish from the field, Migodish from the silos of the field, the fields that had standing that grain that was stored. The Ad Kama to the standing grain. The Ad Kerem Zayis until the vineyard of the olive. So what do we learn from this pasuk? That Zayis, Kerem is also used in context with Zayis. So the Gemara is just asking a side question.
And that's the only possible.
It's only possible. The Gemara is just asking a side question. We don't need, if you want to bring a raya, that you need to make a bracha Rishon and Acharonah on olives, I don't need to come on to a Tzad Hashavah of Kama and Yayin. Because since the whole Makar for Yayin is the word Kerem, and olives are also called Kerem, the male it's Nichlal in the word Kerem. It's also Nichlal in the word Kerem. A little further. The Kerem Zayis.
That's from Nach. I mean, you find.
So what? No, you can do that. When you learn from Nach, the Gili Milson, what it means in the Torah. You can't make an independent drasha. You can't make an independent drasha from Nach, generally speaking. But you can learn from Nach, Gili Milson, what words mean, what concepts are, and then go back and now understand when it says in the Torah, this is what the Torah meant. I'm not Papa. So it was, no. It's not what it says there in Nach. In Shoftim, it says, Kerem Zayis. It's called the two words together, Kerem Zayis. Kerem Stomach, but it's not called anywhere independently called the Kerem. So therefore we're back, the question is, therefore in we do need to come on to the Tzad HaShavah. If there's one thing we want to be marbe with the Tzad HaShavah, we'll be marbe Kerem. We would not know it from the pasuk Kerem Zayis, because there the two words are together, and in the Torah the only word Kerem is as alone, is isolated. So you're not going to be able to go learn it from Navi. If you're going to learn the Yah, you have to need it from the Tzad HaShavah. So fine, Seif called Seif, where we have a Tzad HaShavah, and the Tzad HaShavah will teach us three things: yayin, kama, grain, and olives. But the question is, what about all other fruits and vegetables? How do we know that you're required to make a bracha? We need all the fruits and vegetables. So the only mizbech, the Gemara says, you're right, elo the yalof l'mishiva saminim. Now the Gemara here is saying an incredible chiddush according to Rashi. The Gemara here is we are familiar, we are assumed, and this could be the Mas Maskana, that when it says the Torah v'yachalta v'sevata v'rachshon l'kech, it's only referring to bread. But two psukim before that pasuk v'yachalta v'sevata, it talks about the zayin minim. Now we halacha l'maisa, we separate v'yachalta v'sevata v'rachshon l'kech, we separate that we only apply it to wheat, to bread, and we don't apply it to the shivas haminim. The Gemara at this point is changing. No, it's not correct. When it says in the Torah v'yachalta v'sevata v'rach l'shem elokecha, it's going back on all of the zayin minim, even on fruits, even on dates, olives, and everything listed, and eretz chitu so'ira te'ena zeishem nudvash. On the Zayin Minim, Dvash Tamarim, it's going on all of the Zayin Minim, V'yachalto, V'savato, V'rachlut, V'rash. It's very important, Rashi. Rashi, Dibra Hamaskel, Zayin Minim. So two-thirds down. Hamurim Ba'aretz, Hamurim, Be'aretz, Chita, U'sa'ira, U'bashrayuk, Sivan, later at the end of V'yachalto, V'savato, V'rachlut. So Mamela, the Gemara at this point says, Yimuchuyiv to make Minatora Brocha Acharoina, on all of the Zayin meaning, which include fruits, and we are abandoning the drasha of Hilulim. No more drasha of Hilulim. Only this drasha. The Gemara says no. So the Gemara says Mala Shiv Zayin meaning Medover Shenene V'Tom Bracha. Akul Dover Shenene V'Tom Bracha. The Gemara says no. The Zayin meaning is not a good raya. Mal Shiv Zayin meaning Mishchid Chayim Bebikurim. Do you know why you mechuyev to make a bracha Rishon Achana by the Zayis Haminim? Because you mechuyev to bring Bikurim. When it comes to apples and oranges, where there's no Bikurim, maybe not. We are also Tenech liacharav, that pasuk of Yechalta Vitzvot V'rachta by the Zayin was only by Acharina. Lefana minayin the Morse. Oh, that's not a kasha. We already answered that kasha. Holoi kasha. We answered that kasha. Do asi b'kal v'chaymer kishu surveyam v'rach kishu reiv lekoshrein. Now the Gemara, so therefore, back with our original kasha. L'man the Tony Neter Ravai. And now the Gemara is going back to the beginning of the Gemara. Let's go back to the original. What was the original drasha? The original drasha was hilulim, and hilulim. We only got it. We only discussed the details of the Koran that says kerem. But what about according to Mandiyama that says neteravai? It's not limited only to yain. It applies to all types of fruits. Laman detoni neteravai ha teinu kol dvar netia. So that may be true when it comes to fruits and vegetables, which are dvar niti, which you plant in the ground, things which grow from the ground. But what about dvar niti? How do you know you're mechuyev to make a bracha rishoyna, bracha achroyna on meat? Al kigoyin dvar niti kumon basar, beitzim, vidogim, minole. So here comes the Gemara's maskon after this long shach of etariyim mafalpel kodesh hilulim v'chalta v'svata v'rachta and darshing netrevai kerem nevai whole gan to shach of etariyim all these yisoidos. The Gemara completely abandons everything we've learned above and says the whole makar you require to make a bracha rishoyna ela svaruhu as loyel adam sheyehane min ha'olam hazeh b'loy bracha. Nothing more than a swara. That's the Gemara's maskan. Now the Gemara goes everything. Any well, pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. Reach, Besamim, you have enough from the light to make a bracha. Yotzar, enough from the moon, the stars. See how you make a bracha. Any hand on this will you make a bracha. Now the Gemara goes to some divrei gada.
So the bracha is shown.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure. No. No, bracha achroina, both, everything. All the brachas are only derived from misvara. All the bracha rishoina, bracha achroina, the Gemara's maskan is misvara. Also, l'adam sheyehonim, l'adam azebele bracha. Let's see if I did. That Gemara goes darshan's more divi agada. Tar nabar naso, l'adam sheyehonim, l'adam azebele bracha. Yigdam in l'adam azebele bracha. Bracha. It's as if he was well behegdish. He had pleasure from some property that belongs to Hashem. What's the solution? The Chacham will figure out you had Hana, Shloikidin. The Chacham will find a solution to Kapara. The Gemara says, what's the Chacham going to do for you? It's too late. You did the Aver already. Before you have pleasure, you should go to the Chacham. The Yalmidenu Bracha is he should teach you lechatchila how to make a bracha. Kadesh lo yavoi lidei v'ila. So you should not come lidei v'ila. Amrav Yudam Shmuel. Kilu nene mikotchei shemayim. Everything belongs to Hashem. Shenemar la Hashem ha'aretz u'meloya. Rabbi Levi Rami, he posed a contradiction. Siv on the one hand. It says, "Hashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem." Yeretz Nosan Levnei Adam. It's given to man, so it belongs to Hashem. Halay loy kasha kan koydim bracha kan liyachah bracha. Av Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa, Kol Hanin Milamazib Lebracha, Kibu Goizel liyakadosh Baruch Hu Knesses Yisrael Shnemar Goizel Aviv Imoy. The Omer and he says, "In Pesha, I did nothing wrong." Such a person is a chaver, is a companion who leish mashchis to an evil man. The more, who is the father? Who is the mother? V'eina v'vela kodesh baruch hu shenemar halai hu avicha konech. He is your father who has acquired you. V'ein imoy ela kineses yisrael shenemar shma b'ni musar avicha v'alti toish taras imecha. And imecha refers to kal yisrael berabonon who have given you the takan berabonon. So my chaver, so live on the my chaver lishmashchis ar mechani bar papa chaver hu liyirav menavat. Yiram ben Avot was the one, he was with Chayte Machti, separated Klai Yisrael from Rechavam, he broke up the Malchus into two parts, he was the one who split the Malchus. Shehishchis, as Yisrael Levim Shav Shemaim, he did Avodah Zorah, he did Avodah Zorah, and Beisel and Don, worship these idols and don't go to Yerushalayim. Chayte Machti, so now we know Pshah, and the Pasuk goes back and says, Nachmol, Goizel of Imo, a person he steals from his father, Hashem, Vimo from Klal Yisrael. Such a person is a Rasha. He's like Yiram ben Avot. He's making Shtei Rishuyos. Like Yiram ben Avot, he went and he made Shtei Rishuyos. He made, there's Hashem and there's me. Chavi hu lishmashchis. He's saying, not everything comes from the Shema of Chas Shalom. Kevaita. Like Chanina bar Papi Rami. He posed the steer. Ksiv 1 Pasuk says, V'lokachti Hashem says.
It would have been bad if he spoke.
Right, he's stealing from Klal Yisrael. Because when you don't make a bracha, Hashem does not give bracha to Klal Yisrael. When one person, Klal Yisrael, sins, he's causing Hashem to diminish the shef of bracha that he bestows upon Klal Yisrael. You deny Hashem's existence by... He took away Klal Yisrael. People who had otherwise have gone to serve Hashem, he took them away. He took them away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't allow. That was all part of the deal. He didn't allow. He did not allow. No, he never allowed them to go to Yishmael from the very beginning.
He did. That was his problem. In the beginning, he did, but he couldn't sit down. So you kind of.
That was the very beginning. That was the right from the very beginning. Okay, I hear you. Okay, maybe you're right.
That was his problem. That he became king. But I don't know.
Okay, it's very deep. You're right. That's right. He was choyte machte. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami posed the following steer. Ksiv lokachti es degoni bitu. Hashem says, I will take my own grain. It's mine. It's not yours. Ksiv the pasuk also says, v'yasaf degonecha, you shall gather your grain. So the question here is, who does the grain belong to? Does it belong to Hashem or does it belong to Klal Yisrael? Lo kasha. Kam esvan sheisholsim shon shel shemakom. Kam esvan shein yisholsim shon shel shemakom. When you're doing shon shel shemakom, so Hashem when you're doing shon shel shemakom, so Hashem says it's yours. V'yasaf degonecha. But if you're not doing Hashem's ratzon, Hashem brings about things to show who's in control. I'll bring a depression. I'll bring a recession, and then we'll see who's the boss. Who's the boss here? It'll be digoni, not yours. Tana b'adam, v'yasafta digonecha your grain. Ma'atam alav v'shemel lo yamushev atar miyazem mipicha yachal. I think he says that you should not leave the Torah. Yachal dram kichsava means mamish koilo. No one's allowed to leave the base medrash. No one's allowed to go to work. Mamish lo yamush atar. That's Torah wants of us. Oh, Talmulai, Hashem says to counter this. No. So what's the balance? The balance is Haneg Bohem Minig Der Cheret. See Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says the solution is there has to be a balance. There has to be Torah, but there also has to be Parnasa Der Cheret. Rabbi Shimba Yechoy Oimer, no. There's no balance. Only Torah Lishma, nothing more. V'ev Sha'adim Choyosh B'Shas Charisha V'Zareya B'Shas Zriya V'Koytze B'Shas Ksira V'Dosh B'Shas Tarisha. You're going to be Noig Der Cheret. V'Zor B'Shas Haruach. What's with the daf? What's with the daf yomi? If you're going to go to work the whole day, you're not going to be able to ever learn. What's going on? Ella? So his solution is, the way we answer the steer is, you're not going to do one of your misharsim. Shenemar, the amdu zodim, strangers will get up, the road sunchem, and they will pasture your sheep. Or bisman she'ein, you shall see mishen shalmakim, malachtem nasai de'asni do yourself. Shenemar, the asav de gonecha, v'lo yod elo shemlachtem achem shemlach sachedim nasai sade ayodon. Not only will you do your work, you'll have to work for others as well. Shenemar, the avarata sadech, you'll work for yourself. That's how he answers the stira. Omra baye, har beyasu kurebi yishmol, v'lo asav yodon, they're made like a yishmol, and were successful. Balance. They took the steer and the two psukim, and they said both, Yavim Mekayim both, a little Parnas and a little Torah. Rabbi Shmuel Yichai, others who took the steer and the psukim and said the ikar is like Rabbi like Lo Yamush, and the other pasuk means someone else should do it, not you. You should be Yosef Shemakom. The low also they were not matzliach. So the Gemara is saying a very powerful thought. I never heard from my Rebbe of Chaim Siegel Zeltzad Levrach. He used to always say Chaim Siegel, who's the Mnal Chaim Berlin, way back. So always used to say that every person needs in their life a tkufa of Rabbi Yishim Bayichoy. It's true, Allah Alamayis, we paskin like Rabbi Yishmol. That's the Allah. Shratz Rambam, you have to have Torah and Parnas. Yeah, that's the way we are today. You have to, but you have to, in order to be Matzliach like Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi, what was it, Rabbi Shmuel, you have to have a tkufa in your life of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And that means totally like after high school, you sit and you learn. And then you Kolo, for whatever the time you have a tkufa, a taste of Rashbi, and then you make a cheshen, what are you holding? Not everyone is right to be mamshech in Rashbi. You have to go vaita, like a Rishon, but you have to have this tkufa to appreciate what Rashbi is about. Amulet of the Rabbanan, I beg of you, don't come to shear. It's pretty good. Only 2 months a year. Can you imagine? 2 months a year, you make parnasa in Nisan and in. Therefore, you shall parnasa the other 10 months of the year. I want so a beautiful pshat. That's why we have Shemitah. What do we have? What is Shemitah? Shemitah is every 7 years. And what do you do the whole Shemitah? You sit and learn. How many months are you sitting and learning in Shemitah? 12 months. Why 12 months? Because for the 6 years, you worked. How many months did you work in the 6 years? Two. So 2 times 6 is 12. So now Shemitah, you have 12 months to sit and learn. So the Shemitah is what?
Only 2 months a year.
That's what it says. It says you only work 2 months a year, only in Nisan and Tishrei. I don't want you to come to Yeshiva.
The opposite.
And you look what you've done. I beg of you, in these 2 months of the year, don't come. These were the only 2 months of the year when they worked. So don't be too machmir. Don't say, since I don't work 10 months, I won't work 12 months. And I'll rely upon meifsim that someone will take care of my parnasa during those 2 months. No. During those 2 months of the year when you have to go out to the field to harvest the crop and plant, make sure you're there. Make sure you're there making parnasa. So you'll have moti for the Holy Kiyach. Let's go by. Turning our talk. Omar, Rabba, Baruch HaNam, Yochlam, Mishim, Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Eloi. Boy, Reish, Loi, Kibit, Deris, Harishayim, Deris, Hacharayim. Deris, Harishayim, Asu, Taros, and Keva. That was the Iker. Umalach, Tanarai. And in Meila, they were Matzitach. Both. They were successful. V'zoi, V'zoi, Niskai, Mubiyodim, Deris, Hacharayim, Shasu, Malach, Tan, Keva. V'Taros, and Arai. Zoi, V'zoi, Loi, Niskai, Mubiyodim, they were not Matzitach at all. In the front entrance. You ever see all these nice houses? They have these beautiful front, and they never use it. They only use the side entrance. Even when the boy comes for shidduchim, they tell the boy, go to the side entrance. So what do they build? These beautiful.
You know why? They don't want to be mechayev meisah.
What? They build these beautiful new houses, beautiful front entrance. They'll never use the front door. They'll always use the side door, right, to go into the kitchen. And even when the boy comes for the girl, they also tell the boy, come to the side. Come to the side entrance.
They don't want the neighbors. They don't want the neighbors.
Neighbors to see a boy is coming for shidduch.
No, but they want to be mechayev.
Right. So they want derech lohayimaliz and derech terak simoin. Kidei lechayvan b'maiser. Oh, that's not clear. Chayv lechayvan b'maiser to be chayv in maiser, because you only chayv, the Gemara's going to be in the Pasuk, so you only chayv maiser if you bring in the grain beisecha through the front gate. So that's when you chayv in maiser. But there is ha'acharoinim machnisim perosim derech gagos derech atzeros derech karfivios back out kidei lepatrim in a maiser. Why? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Rabbi Yana ena tevel mechayv mischayv maiser sheyirei pnei abayish nemar. The bias, we must go to the bias, and what for how for the gate? Because there's another pasuk which complements the word bias. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu chotzer kevas shenemar v'yochlu bisharecha v'sveu. So this, even a quote, yeah, but the word bisharecha, the gate, so it must be the gate of the bias. Even the gate of the entranceway. But the gag, the karf, the chotzer, yipater. So Mel and Doris Acharonis, they wanted Bedavka to patent us. Now I saw a very nice shot. What's the shot? Why? Why would you want to do that? Because they were afraid they would be nichshol. They're afraid because if you chayv in maaser, you don't separate maaser, it's misa b'dei tevel, is eating tevel zechi of misa b'dei shomayim. So they didn't want to take the risk. So they bedafka, not that they, of course they gave truman maaser, but they were very nervous because if you don't take a separate truman maaser, you chayv misa b'dei shomayim. So they bedafka brought to the gag, the chotz, the karfif, that they should put them in a Torah, and they would give truman maaser, but it was nechi of deraisa because backup plan, insurance. assurance in case they forget, they should not be nichshol in such a davar chomer ad moed. But the doris harishonos, they were moisa nefesh. I want to give the mitzvah min ha-toyrah, and I'm nail, I'm willing to be moisa nefesh l'chayiv min ha-toyrah. I put myself at risk of forgetting and l'chayiv misam deshmaim. So the difference is the mesiras nefesh between doris achronos, they were tzadikim. They gave tshuma maisa. They gave tshuma maisa. What, they didn't give tshuma maisa? Doris achronos, of course they gave tshuma maisa. But they didn't want to take the risk. The Meila, they did it only b'tur. The Doris HaRishonos, they took the risk. Why? They wanted the kind of mitzvah kiroi. They were moser nefesh from mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. Why were they zecha tenisim in the previous generations? Moser nafshayu. Doris HaRishonos, there's a lack of mesiras nefesh. It's a very good shot. Yeah.
Well, they were moser nefesh.
No, but it's still a dargav you nichshal in a davar chomer ad ma'od of a chiyav nisa b'dei shemayim. Right. Chutz min ayayin. That's hard Gemara. Ma'ish no yayin. Why is yayin you make a bar priya gofen? A special bracha on yayin. Why don't you make a bar priya eitz on yayin? Bilei mishum de shtanei le ayulei. Yishtanei le bracha. It went up. A maila, ebaze, hare shemen, oil also you going up. The ishtane li yule, v'lo ishtane li bracha. But if you have olive oil, you drink a l'chaim of olive oil, you want bracha. Diyam rabbi yudam shmuel, v'chein rabbi yitzhak am rabbi yachdan, shemen zayis, m'verachim l'bari per eitz. You make a bari per eitz if you drink a l'chaim and shemen zayis, you make a bari per eitz. Amri, so what's the why by olive oil, you make a bari per eitz. When you make a bracha on yayin, it's bari agafen. Amri, chasim shem v'lo yavsha. There's no, this is the Gemara's Hamin, there's no solution. What do you mean? On Zayis. Heichi Nevarich. Nevarich Bari Priya Zayis. Oh, so let's match to Yain. Bari Priya Gofen. Bari Priya Zayis. It's not a good idea. Why? Because Peru Gufa Zayis Sikrin. Here's a little complicated. The fruit itself is called a Zayis. In other words, by when you, well, let's take a step back. When you make a bracha bari priya gofen, what are you making? What's the gofen? What is define the bari priya gofen on yayin? What's the gofen? The gofen is the wood. It's the vineyard, the branches. That's the gofen. So what's the pri? The grapes. And what are you making a bracha on? Yayin. So when you're making a bracha on yayin, you're making a bracha really on the fruit where it came from. Why do you make a bracha on the liquid? You only make a bracha on a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yayin is really man's creation. Man has squeezed the grapes and produced liquid. That's not, we don't make a bracha on the liquid, we make a bracha on the fruit. How do I make a bracha on the fruit? Borei pri, the fruit of the wood, the gofen. The piece of wood is the gofen, the fruit is the pri ha-gofen. And we make a bracha on the yayin, which came from the grapes. When it comes to olives, the olive tree is called eitz, piece of wood. The zayis is called the fruit. So if you say the fruit of the zayis, pri hazayis, that means the liquid. That means the extract. What's the fruit of the zayis? What's zayis? Zayis is not the tree. Zayis is the aleph. So the pri hazayis has the connotation of the liquid. That's not the right thing, because Hashem did not create the liquid. Hashem created the fruit, the aleph. You created the liquid. You did a maisa to transform the olives into a liquid. That's not, the Gemara is telling us again, that's not a proper thing to do. You don't thank Hashem. You thank Hashem for His creation. You don't thank Hashem for your creation. What you have transformed. So the Gemara says, he can't do that. And then the connotation would be, I'm thanking Hashem for the fruit of the olive, which means the liquid, but you don't do that. So the Gemara says, oh, I have a solution. I thank you for the fruit of the eight zayis. Ah, because the tree, the olive tree, is called what? The eight zayis. You could say zayis with the word eight together. It's the eight zayis. Now when I say pre-eight zayis, that's the grape. So the equivalent of saying borei pre-hagofen, by gofen you don't need to say borei pre-eight hagofen, because gofen itself means eight. But if you want to say the same thing by olives, you'd have to say borei pre-eight zayis. So I'm a chassam. Shem le'ev shayach in the rach. The berber is a berber. Berber guv. The rach le berber. It's zayis. Oh, so the must have a good kasha. So back in. So therefore, back in business. So kash. So why don't we make a special bracha? Just like we make a special bracha by a priya gof, we make a special bracha on olive oil. Ella on amar zutra chamer zayin. Wine satiates. Zayin is sustenance. But mishcha loy zayin. Oil does not provide sustenance. Must no, it's not true. It does provide sustenance. Now it's a two-step process, a little bit complicated. A person makes a vow: I will not draw pleasure from mazoin. You're allowed to drink. You're allowed to have water and salt. Really, that means the only thing that's not called mazoin, mavinba maimu melachud lo yikre mazoin, hakol milikre mazoin. Does that mean every single thing is called mazoin? If really, that's what it implies. Because I make a neder, I don't want to have hana from mazoin. So the only thing I'm not allowed to have enough from anything. The only thing I want to have enough from is the yayin maim melach. That's not true, but. Fruits and vegetables is not called mazoin. The only thing that's called mazoin are mezoinos. The dalid mine dagon is called mazoin. Dalid five types of grain, but all other things are not called mazoin. Name it every tifter rav shmuel, rav shmuel. The amri a mevarchem bari name is zoinos. Ela behem minim bilvad. So the halacha should be, if you make a neder, I'm not going to have hana from mazoin. You should be allowed to have hana from everything that's not from the Dalad Mine Dagon. So then Morag is, you're right. You are 100% correct. If you make a net, Hanid Mina Mozoin in Echanami, you're allowed to have Hana from every food in the world except for the Dalad Mine Dagon. When it says, if you make a net, that you're not allowed to have Hana, the only thing you have Hana from is from Yain Melach. It's a new case. That's not the case. The case is, you have Hana from called Hazonolai. If a person says the word, not mozoin, but says hazon, anything which provides sustenance, zon, then in Ochnami, you're not allowed to have enough from any food in the world. What's except the for, the Gemara is machalik between mozoin and zon.
Yeah.
The word mozoin means only dalid mine dogon. The hey mine dogon, five mine dogon.
Where do you know that?
Zon, that's the Gemara is a given, we accept that. When zon means anything which provides sustenance, alma, and that includes olives, mishcha. Alma mishcha zayin. So we're back at the Kash. The worst final answer. Ella, here's my answer. Al ella chamra soid u mishcha loisin. You're right. It provides sustenance. The reason why we don't make a special bracha when you drink olive oil is because only when you drink. Why when you drink yayin you make a special bracha, but when you drink olive oil you don't make a special bracha. When you drink yayin you've gone up in madrega because it's soid. Not only is it zon, does it provide nutrients? It satisfies. Whereas olive oil, it's on, but it's not soyed. El chamro soyed, mishcha loy soyed. Chamro mi soyed? Is it really true? Does one really give satisfaction? He drank wine the whole of Pesach in order that he should have an appetite. He had a lot of matzah. So you see that it only provides, it does not satisfy. Because if it's satisfied, he would not be allowed to drink yayin er Pesach because it takes away the tefillah from matzah. The Gemara says, no. A lot of yayin does not satisfy. It could cause you to be more hungry. But pour a small amount of yayin aside. Okay, we have to stop here because we're out of time. Pick it up for me tomorrow.